vehicle. Not literally, like for those of you who listen to podcasts while you're driving, like it's not whether you're in the wrong vehicle, literally, Kurt's laughing, but are you in the wrong vehicle is what we're going to talk about today and what this really means in your professional journey and your leadership journey and your success journey is sometimes I think we get caught in the wrong vehicles and it's hard for us to assess what changes we need to make. So I'm super excited to have this conversation today. I've got Kurt Schmidt with me, who's the president and partner at Foundry, which he'll tell you a little bit more about. Kurt also has an amazing podcast for those of you who are podcast junkies called The Schmidt List. Check out our episode. It's a pretty good one. We're going to take it on the road, I think, at some point. But just an amazing podcast where he talks about a lot of what we talk about here and just leadership and how to shift our paradigms a little bit when we think about these things in our own development and success. So, Kurt, I would love for you to just start with your journey. And don't leave anything out. Let's go back to those teen years so everyone can understand how famous you are and how they want to learn more about you. But just tell us a little bit about your journey, because I think it's important for people to understand that most of us in our success have not set on a linear path, happened as planned.
Oh, no, there's nothing linear about my path. Growing up, my father was an entrepreneur and also a minister. And my mother worked for the elementary school as a lunch lady. And so mom served me lunch every day as I was growing up. But shifting to my late teens, early 20s, I was really into bike riding and specifically BMX freestyle trick riding. So I had gotten into that when I was like 13 or 15 and kept doing it. My father helped me build some ramps. And then eventually by the time I was 20, I turned professional and traveled the world, competed in world championships. I was one of the top 12 riders in the world for a number of years. And then I started a bike company with some friends when I was 21, and we started building bikes, custom bikes and parts and all those different things. Taught me a lot about business. It taught me even more about partnership from there, I got really into the idea. I helped us build our first e-commerce site and those types of things. And when the bike company wasn't the path for me anymore, then I started working on making the internet bigger, I guess is the best way I could put it. So then, got into work and started working for a number of companies here in town in Minneapolis, and then started joining some smaller agencies, helping them grow. My first agency I helped go from 2 people to 50 in just about 5 years. The second one, which is the Nerdery, I helped go from, I think I was around number 50 there, to 530 in 5 years. Wow. It was an explosive growth. And then now at Foundry, when I started, I think when I joined up with these guys, we were about 6 people, and now we're just over 20. So, and that's in 4 years. So it's been a lot of fun. I really enjoy the work that I do and the work that we do. Foundry is a design company that helps build custom software for folks. We don't do any implementation. We don't install Salesforce or those types of things. Everything we do is completely custom for very unique business needs. A lot of innovation projects with companies that are trying to grow and test and try new things.
Yeah, which is where you also get to interact with leaders at all levels of organizations.
Yes.
And all sizes.
Yeah, we get that's the fortunate thing, and that's kind of where the podcast also came from. I was having these amazing conversations with these leaders, and I was like, somebody should be re-recording these things.
Yep.
And I was like, well, I guess I'll do it. I mean, sure, yeah. Why not, and it's been fun. I mean, I joke with people, but it's dead serious. Like, it's free consulting for me, I can go and get this amazing leader. I just had the VP of Product and Innovation from United Healthcare on yesterday, and just a great individual that just had a lot to share, and I learned a lot about how they're pushing the envelope in healthcare and trying to do more with telemedicine and all these things, and it's great.
And I think that's where podcasts are so valuable, and it's selfishly, and I say this all the time, why I do mine, because I want to learn.
Yep.
I'm curious, and what you can learn on these podcasts, just as even as a host, from the people that just have such amazing experience and different perspectives.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, I think everybody should do a podcast. I know that sounds crazy, but
it's a lot of work. Let's be clear.
Yeah, there's a lot of work there, but I mean the ability to to grow in a different direction, non-traditional,
yeah,
right, has been really the last 2 years, because next week I'll be launching episode 100.
Congrats.
Thank you. And I don't think I would have had the opportunity to grow as much without that.
Yeah, very true. So speaking of growth, and you're on the Superpower Success podcast, so mm-hmm. we always have to ask, what do you think is one of your superpowers that's helped you get to this point in your success?
I would say probably just a growth mindset. I was a big fan of Carol Dweck's work early on, and understanding that having early on a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset was, and being able to identify it, being able to say, as I'm having these thoughts and as I'm processing this information, is this a fixed thing, right? Because again, there's like these social norms that people are mistaken about, like things like IQ. People think like IQ, that's a number, it's fixed. It's not a fixed number. You can increase your IQ. Mm-hmm. But people think like because it's this number, it's fixed. And so there's all sorts of these things that we experience in life where we look at something and say, well, that is a barrier I cannot break because it is there. And if I do try it and fail, that's going to even make me feel worse. So why even try? So having a growth mindset has really been valuable for me. It's the thing that I had when I was a bike rider, right? When I was mm-hmm. trying to learn all these things, I would crash. But what I realized was as I crashed more, it meant I was getting closer to actually doing what I was trying to do. And mm-hmm. the problem that I had when I joined and I'm using air quotes here, the corporate world, is that I didn't take that mentality with me. What I took the mentality of was like, well, the person in front of me did these things. And so if I want to get to them, if I want to do what my manager's doing, I have to do what they do. They have this degree or this certification, or they're part of this leadership group or something. So yeah. I need to do those things. I need to mimic what they're doing in order to get there. And what it took me a lot longer in life to figure out was none of that's true. Mm-mm. And that's where it goes back to how you started the program about being in the right vehicle, because the way I look at it is that these things like that I can do to grow and learn, whether it's a job, a book, a podcast, a seminar, a conference, these are all different sorts of vehicles I can take on the journey towards becoming a better leader. And if I'm not identifying I'm in the wrong vehicle quickly, it can take you a long way down the road. So if you're in the wrong job and you're all of a sudden 5 years later you're not any further along where you really wanted to go, mm-hmm. That was probably the wrong vehicle for you, right?
Yeah, or we stayed in it. You might have needed it at the beginning, but you stayed in it too long. I think that's the key.
Yes.
And I think this is a really important, there's a couple of things that you've talked about here, this fixed mindset versus growth mindset. And now I'm also hearing a step further, and I don't think it's different than growth mindset, but also benefit mindset is mm-hmm. now this new term, yeah. right? And it's from an employment standpoint is generations are looking on like, it's not just, yes, we can grow, but how can we grow together? Like right. that partnership mentality, and how can we benefit our community and mm-hmm. broader, more people with partnering together. And I think that's just the next yeah. extension of that growth mindset.
Yeah, and it's important because not only you, but the company needs to have a longer term plan than yeah. just the end of the quarter or the end of the year. And for yourself personally and other things, right? Yeah. So for me, what I find in a lot of the people that I end up coaching, because I do a lot of career coaching mm-hmm. on the side, and it's people don't have a longer term plan. They don't know where they want to go.
They just know they don't like where they're at.
Right? Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. Which I could totally appreciate, right? But if you don't sort of design your future and be intentional about that, why are you getting out of bed in the morning? Why are you going to that place? Or why are you going to that conference after work, or those meetup yeah. groups?
It's like a fragmented approach.
Right, exactly. And that's why I think, and I've found this, especially with the people I'm doing career coaching with, because a lot of them don't have a strong network because they've built a network internally at their company, mm-hmm. but not externally. And a lot of it is because they haven't done that because they don't see the value outside of the walls to building that network. Mm-hmm. And the reason why they don't see the value is because they don't know what their longer term plan is, right? Yeah. It's great to go and network, do what I could call light networking, which is like go to meetup groups and those types of things just to stay in touch with the community around things, right? Mm-hmm. But the reason why a lot of these people don't go up and introduce themselves to people and start building bigger relationships is because they don't have a reason to.
Yeah.
Right? Because they don't, because the reason that they would do it is because they're trying to get to a longer term goal, right? That's like, well, the more people I know that have this title or this job or this background will get me further, right?
And I think that's interesting too, because it's so often we're focused on if I'm going to leave this role and go to another role, then I need to just shift my networking to focus on that role.
Right.
But I think we need to shift our networking to focus on just being curious.
Yes. Yeah.
In general.
Yep.
Because the curiosity might tell us, well, that's not, there's something even cooler out there,
yeah,
right? That
right.
I didn't even know about. But when we're so focused, you know, I talk about don't get married to the plan.
Right.
Don't get married to like, it has to be like this.
No.
Because I think then you close yourself off
mm-hmm.
to just people coming into your world that are just fascinating.
Right. And you, that those people that you think might waste your time or, sometimes those can be really strong allies because you're playing a longer game with them than just what right. am I going to get out of this conversation now, right?
Well, I think our relationship and our connection is the same way. So, right, I don't do anything that you do. I don't even know that I have clients in your target market and vice
right,
versa.
Right.
But when we, you know, as we meet more and more, it's like we're connecting at a leadership level,
yeah.
at a thought leader level, at a community builder level,
right.
not at what we do
a
on a daily
level.
Basis.
Yep.
And I think that's what really feels like it's changing. I hope it's changing. I mean, at least the people I'm around, it's changing, is that people need to think about that broader mindset because so much is changing in the business climate. And when
yep.
you look at Industry 4.0, right, the next industrial revolution is the digital one,
mm-hmm.
right, that's already here. It's like every 6 months.
Yep.
So if you think you know what you want, 6 months from now, it will likely be different.
Yep.
And the business climate changes. So I think we need to generalize a bit more in what we're looking for
yeah.
in our development. So
mm-hmm.
tell us a little bit about your story. Back to this vehicle piece.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
and, you know, you talk about when you've kind of followed another leader and said, okay, well, that's what it looks like. And this is a soapbox for me on the whole purpose of this podcast and leadership authenticity and the trainings that we do, because what works for someone else is not going to work for you because the personality is not the same. Now, you
right.
can still learn from them,
mm-hmm.
but I'm curious about your journey in this and what you coach people on when it comes to finding what will work for them.
Yeah, like I said, it goes back to designing that future state, right? So
mm-hmm.
Being able to have an idea of what you actually want, and it doesn't have to be super granular. It can be just high-level things, right? The idea is that if you've got some sort of two-year... And what this plan, and I'd love that you just recently had a podcast on the 1080.
Oh, the 1080-10 theory?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So years ago, I developed this sort of plan that I call the 10-10-10 plan.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I think about where I want to be in 10 years, what thing can I accomplish in 10 months that gets me closer to that? And then what can I do in 10 weeks to get me closer to that 10-month plan.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm actually working on an ebook about it. So
perfect.
For me, it's like working with folks to say, all right, what's your day look like 10 years from now? Where do you wake up? What are you doing for work? How are you getting paid? Are you having meetings? How many people are you meeting with? Who are you around? Where are you in this world? I mean, this is like the I won the lottery situation, right? You
yep.
know what I mean? And then let's go back. Let's take an aspect of that. Let's back it up to 10 months from now. What can we... Or who can we meet in the next 10 months
mm-hmm.
Or partner with in order to get us closer to that
yep.
thing, right? Who can I surround myself more with? And then in 10 weeks, what can I do in 10 weeks to make that actually happen? How could I, do I need to take a class? Do I need to get introduced to, do I need to find the people who can introduce me to this leader in this organization? All those types of things. And it allows me to kind of track my progress because if I can track my progress, I can see my actual growth actually happening. Again, this is how I work personally. It doesn't work for everybody, but if I know that there is some sort of direction, I can pick the vehicles much easier to get into because I know, like, well, this one I'm definitely needing a four-wheel drive to get into.
Yeah.
this is gonna be a this is going to be a rough one because I already don't have any time, and to get to this place, I need to get certified in this field or something, right? Yep. So that's going to be a rough vehicle, but I got to get in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I take that, and then I kind of, like I said, back it up. And when I'm working with folks around this idea, a lot of people, it's this whole thing that connects. If you know where you want to go, it's easier to tell people what you're looking for.
Totally.
Right? So one of the things that, you know, I learned early on is just to have a script. It makes it super easy for networking, right? Is that if you just get your script down, right? I'm always like, hi, I'm Kurt from President at Foundry. We work in digital. We build custom software applications. We do a lot of design work. We're always looking for new clients. If you know anybody who's interested, let me know. I also do a lot of speaking events. If you're interested in having me come to talk to your team over lunch or at your big mega conference, let me know. I'm always looking for speaking events. And then I also do a podcast, and I'm looking for interesting guests. And
yeah,
I just,
easy.
I rinse and repeat that at every networking event. I get it out, any conversation that I spend more than 15 minutes on. So I'm always coaching these people that I, you know, I have a number of folks that I work with that are looking for their next job, and they're out networking. I'm like, get your script down. And once you get that script down, now those opportunities that get presented to you, you can look at it and say, is that the right vehicle for me to get in? You know, well, this guy was kind of weird. He seems like he's selling me on something. That's not probably not the good vehicle I want to be in. But this person is just got promoted at US Bank and, you know, wants to get coffee. You know, maybe that's a vehicle I want to get in.
Yep.
So for me, it's been all about knowing where you want to go, but being able to explain what you actually need, right, in order to get there to folks. And then asking them, what are you looking for? And how can I get you what you're looking for?
Yeah.
Being very intentional and deliberate about it. You know, literally ask them, like, what are you looking for? Who can I introduce you to? I might not know that person or be, but maybe in 6 months, if we stay in contact, I might run into one of those people and be like, oh, yeah, there's that.
That's that connection point. And there's a couple things here that I think is a really important point. When we talk about the vehicles and you talk about, you know, following a model that another leader that you've looked up to or that you feel like that's my next role is, you know, where they're networking, kind of the things they're doing, what books they're reading, like those are all important to take in.
Absolutely.
But those things are just part of the puzzle.
They work for them.
And it's part of a broader puzzle too. Those are reading a book, listening to just a podcast, like they're all good things, but they aren't going to give you everything.
Nope.
So I think looking more holistically at the vehicles that you're using is a great piece of advice for anybody listening.
And like, it's a great way to go out and flex those new skills that you're learning, right? So
absolutely.
Maybe you listen to maybe you listen to 5 or 6 of Jamie's podcasts and you get inspired. Maybe at the next event, take some of the things that she had mentioned and try them out. You don't need to try them out on your boss or in a sensitive place like with your team or things like that. You could try them, some of those concepts and ideas out and see if it fits. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's the other thing I love about networking events and meetup groups and those types of opportunities is that it's a great place for me to try on different concepts around people and see if it sticks.
It's lower risk.
It
right?
is.
I mean, it's not with a customer. It's not with, you know, a client.
Yeah.
It's a little bit lower risk.
Yeah, exactly. But again, we all are very sensitive. We're all a bit narcissistic. And, you know, what my father taught me a long time ago, nobody actually cares.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they don't care. Like,
they care why.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
They might not care what.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, you know, putting yourself out there, you know, while it might be a little scary, can actually show you where the opportunities lie. That's, again, going back to that idea of growth mindset, right?
Yeah. I think it's funny when you talk about the elevator pitch, and I can give you so many examples. I actually, you know, I get a lot of people that connect and want to just a little bit of my time.
Yep.
And I'll talk to them over the phone and they don't know. They're like all over the place.
They're all over
and
the place.
And I don't even know. I'll tell them. I don't even know who to connect to
right now.
Like, it's really hard for me because I'm a connector. I'm like, I have no idea. My head's spinning.
No, I get the same thing. People will be like, I just want to get 15 minutes. I want to get coffee or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'll sit there. And I, especially because I do a lot of mentorship for students coming out of Prime or U or things like that. And I'll sit with them for 45 minutes and be like, what do you want? Like, just ask me.
Yeah.
Just ask me, tell me what you want. It's fine. It's, you know, and so
I would prefer that. Like, just get right to,
exactly.
Like,
and what that's, do you need? And that's why when I am taking up a leader's time out in a networking event or things like that, I don't waste their time. I tell them exactly what I'm looking for. I'm looking for guests for my podcast. I'm looking for speaking events. I'm looking for clients for my company. What are you looking for? You know, is there somebody that's been on my podcast that you were like, that person was great, I'd love an introduction? I get that all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, here, you two should go out and hang out. You would really get along. And it's built other relationships, right?
But just ask and know what you want. Right. I think that's a great reminder for all of us, because we sometimes get in our heads about being able to just ask for that.
Yeah, and that's the problem, is that if you don't know where you're going, if you haven't deliberately tried to design what that future of yours looks like, you won't know what to ask for to get you what you want, because that's you're just kind of stumbling around and being like, well, I get it. Like, you know, everybody wants to make more money and work less and all those different things. And that can be part of your plan, too.
Yep.
But what's the dent in the universe you want to make?
You're speaking my language. because I think people try, and back to your comment about, you know, I love the 10 years, 10 months, 10 weeks, is it's just about progress.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about the dent,
exactly.
One dent at a time. Like, we don't have to, I think, as humans, and especially as successful, right, people that want success, is it's like we feel like we have to know the entire journey before we start.
Exactly, but that's the thing, is like, it's like a, you know, it's a bathroom scale for your career, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I might not see those 5 pounds of water weight go down in a couple of weeks, you know, but I can just keep getting back on the scale, right? And so...
Yeah.
Being able to have that sort of plan, that goal weight, I guess, for my career, in and understanding how many sit-ups and how many pull-ups and what are those things look like in order to get me strong enough to be ready for that role when it shows up, or that job, or that new organization, or taking the leap and starting my own company or things like that. If I don't have some sort of plans in place, and it is hard to do it by yourself. Sometimes you got to find a trusted friend or a colleague or someone to bounce these things off of, and
to hold you accountable, I think.
Yeah, accountability is good.
Do something, like, I want someone to ask me about it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, when I launched my podcast, I was at a speaking event, and I had been kicking around the idea of doing a podcast, and at the end of my speaking event, some voice inside me just told everybody, hey, and in a month I'm launching a podcast. And I didn't even know I was going to say that. But that's kind of like how I've always worked. Like, I have to hack myself a bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if I tell everybody in the room, now I'm accountable to actually do this thing that I've been talking about probably for 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's going to happen, right?
I just did this too. So we're launching in 2020. We're launching this culture cohort where it's going to be 4 events in 2020.
Okay.
Panelists like you've been for us, and like just driving this conversation around culture. And I was with one of my connectors, and I'm like, I had been thinking about it, and I just blurted out that we were doing it. And he was like, oh, send me information on sponsorship. And we didn't have any of that created. I was like, I came back, and I literally come back in like slinking into the team like, so we're going to do this. And they're like, what? I'm like, we'll figure it out.
Yeah,
like, because now I just told everybody.
Yep,
so
exactly.
Now we have to do it.
Yep.
Right. But it was something that was already on my heart. It was something you're already thinking about doing. And so sometimes declaring it, and, you know, whether Facebook or LinkedIn, or sometimes that gives you that procrastination, that date or that deadline to actually make progress.
Yep.
And
exactly.
Do something about it.
And that's
it.
Where, that, and again, like, I love the idea of the accountability, but I think it's got the wrong nomenclature to it, because I don't want an accountability. I don't want, like, necessarily a peer. I want somebody that I respect and somebody that I care about how they think about me. I want to tell them I'm going to do this thing and be accountable to it, not just a peer, you know.
Yeah.
I want somebody that, if I have to go back to them and they ask me about it, I would be embarrassed to say I haven't made any progress to it. With a friend, I can be like, well, you know, I've been busy.
Excuses.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've been busy. I went to, you know, the Boundary Waters for 2 weeks. Like,
yeah.
I didn't have time.
Right.
But if it is somebody that is somebody, an old professor or whatever, like that you connect with and tell them, I mean, those things have been really powerful for me in my life, because I know how to hack myself, and that's one of the things, right?
Wow.
And, like, so if I would, you know, if I would tell my dad that I was going to do this thing or that thing, like he would follow up and be like, what happened with that thing? And I'd be like,
I forgot I said I was going to do
that. Yeah, I'm doing that. Yeah, no, let me get right on that.
Yep.
You know,
so true.
And it happens in business too. We do it a lot as, you know, especially because we're a design company and we, everything that we do is something that's probably never been built before or a version of something that's never been built before. And a lot of it has to come from this place of really understanding why we're doing what we're doing, and that we know that the problem that we're solving is an actual problem. Mm-hmm. But if I really don't map out what success looks like in the end, like if I can't map it out and say, okay, here's when I know it's not the end, it's not done, but this is when I'll know I've reached a milestone of success.
Yes.
That I've determined. And so it's so easy for us to do that in the businesses and products and things that we do, but doing for ourselves personally,
it's hard.
Sometimes it's very,
and that's very that's important too, is it's breaking it down into, you know, celebrating in those increments.
Yep.
As we always say, is like, it's not some lofty, I mean, yes, you need to know way far out what you're working towards.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't wait for once that happens, once I get there, then I'll celebrate or I'll be happy.
Yep.
Or whatever it is we've got to figure out what those increments are along the way. And you give the analogy of the scale and losing weight.
Mm-hmm.
If we weight ourselves, we're trying to really lose weight every month, right? We don't have that motivation to
right.
be like, I did it this week. I lost what I wanted to lose. And you're motivated
right.
to continue doing
and
it.
It's the same thing I use when I'm doing networking or business development or things. It's like, you know, at this event, I have to meet 3 or 4 new people. It's the same thing as like, well, I have to run on the treadmill for 20 minutes or something. It's
yeah.
It just has to happen. And because, again, I'm an introvert. I would probably rather stay home and watch a movie or something.
Yeah.
I would rather spend time with my family. But my goals won't let me go and do that. My goals force me to go up to this person who seems a little strange, who doesn't have a really nice look on their face, but I got to meet them because they just were up on a panel and I really liked what they were saying. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I got to force myself to do it because I know that if in the current place that I'm at without this person in my network or in my thing is not where I want it to be, right?
Yeah.
I constantly need to be adding to that network. I constantly need to be adding to that that group because that's how you can be really successful. People think it's just all about like what you can build internally in yourself and all that. You can be the smartest person in the world, but if you don't know anybody and you don't have a network,
it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really matter.
Because no one knows how smart you are if you're not talking to anybody.
Exactly.
Right? So for people who are listening and who are kind of thinking about, right, their own leadership journey or their own success journey and, mm-hmm. and the vehicles and how to, mm-hmm. like, where do you start?
Yeah.
Like, what's a good assessment that they can do to figure out if they're doing the right things, if they're in the right vehicles?
Yeah, so one of the things that I did, I mean, is just do a personal audit of how are you intaking new information about either your career or, you know, what communities are you a part of? Do a little social media audit. Are you following people mm-hmm. that are in your in the space you want to be in or want to grow in, right? So product management has become a really big sort of, especially in the digital space, has been growing really rapidly. So I talked to, and I'm just going to use this example because it's easy, but I'm talking to a lot of people that kind of want to do career switching into product management. Maybe they are mm-hmm. a project manager, they want to move into product. Maybe they're a user experience designer, they want to move into product management. And so one of the things I coach them on is audit how you're consuming things. So are you listening to product management podcasts?
Mm-hmm.
Are you following product management leaders on Twitter or Instagram or these types of things? And not just, you know, I love dogs of Instagram, don't get me wrong, but like, are there people that are in the space that you want to move towards? And I don't mean you want to be like them, but at least they're talking in those spaces. So make sure that the input is matching what you want the outcome to be, I mm-hmm. guess. Are you going to those events that are specifically around those things? Are you reaching out to people that have the job that you want and saying, hey, I want your job. I'd love to buy you coffee and learn how you got there.
Totally.
And you have to, you put in that work. It's great. It works out really good. if you just fill out your resume and throw it at people and say, well, I'm not getting the job I'm looking for, well, that's your fault. You're not putting in the work that you need to do.
The other thing that I think is really interesting here, and I think is an important piece of advice that's within what you just said, mm-hmm. is if you don't want to follow those people on Instagram and you don't enjoy reading what they're, then you should probably be reevaluating if that's really what you want to
exactly.
do. Because it comes down to passion.
Yeah.
So literally all the books I read, and it's not because I'm 90% of the books I read or listen to are business like concepts mm-hmm. like this and shifting my paradigm and thinking about the business world differently because I'm passionate about it.
Yep.
And if pay attention to the things you're drawn to, because I think there's also people that get hung up on, I see someone's success in product management and I think that's what I want to do, but do you really want to do it? Or do you just want to be that person because of what you see
yep.
them doing? And is the passion actually there?
Yeah.
Because so many people jump because they think they want something different, but they don't even have a passion for it.
Right. That's exactly right. And because they haven't learned it. I used to, back in my late 20s, I used to teach design at college. And so I would have these people that were interested in becoming graphic designers and web designers and all these mm-hmm. things. And I would start off the class by asking them, like, who's your favorite designers? And people would be like, I don't know.
Just sounds cool.
Yeah, right, exactly. And I'd be like, by the end of this quarter, you need to have a favorite designer or you should drop out.
Yeah.
And so the same thing goes for auditing your input, right?
Yeah.
If you can look at that and to your, and that was a great point that you just made, Jamie, which is, you know, after a month or so, are you enjoying that? Are you feeling fulfilled? If you're not, then you should probably look at a different path than that role that you were looking at or whatever the case may be,
yep.
you know, because there's a dark side to every awesome opportunity, right? And if
yeah.
you can handle the dark stuff with the light stuff just the same, I mean, that's probably a great spot for you to be in. But reaching out to these folks and being like, how'd you get your job? I want your job. Like people, that's flattering to people. They would love to talk to you about that stuff. You know
they
what I
would,
mean?
Because they're just like, I put in this blood, sweat, and tears to get to this point. I'm more than willing to share it with you.
Exactly.
Right?
They'll probably tell you what it's actually like being in that role or being in that position, right?
Yeah.
Even if it's somebody like you're working for a place and you wanted the boss's job or something, well, go look at your competitors and reach out to them and find out, like, how did you get to where you're at? Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, but if you don't put in the work and if you're embarrassed to, like, well, what if my job finds out I was talking to these people? Well, so what? Like,
But I think that's being transparent too and saying it's part of my development. It's not because
yep.
I'm going to go work for that company,
exactly,
right? And
right.
I'm looking for
yep.
a job.
Yep.
It's because I want to understand what my next opportunity is in this industry.
Yep, exactly.
Right? And being transparent about that, I think, is going to make you feel better when you go do it. Like, you're not cheating on your boss.
Yeah, right.
Right? You're
exactly,
not cheating
right.
on your company by doing
yeah.
that.
Yeah, so back to what I was saying before, doing the audit on the inputs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then now turning that around and figuring out what is your output actually going to be. So now we've done an audit of our inputs. We understand, okay, now we've maybe course corrected a bit on who we're following on Twitter or on Facebook or what pages we like or LinkedIn or things like that. And now let's look at what is our output going to be. So that's where the vehicle comes in, right? Is that, so now that I've got an idea of, like, these are the areas that I want to focus on, what can I do to put out that is going to allow people to see that I am a person in that space, or I'm a person of relevance in that space,
mm-hmm.
To shine a little bit more of a light on me, right? So you could do a podcast, you could do a blog, or you could just post some thoughts to Twitter. It doesn't really matter, but you have to get involved in that community now.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to those events. Maybe you want to be the first person during the Q&A to ask a question. That's an output too. You don't have to go as far as starting a daily vlog about product management or something, right? But
yeah.
you could. That you
yep.
could do that.
Yep.
You could track your journey in the public around what that has been like.
How you've learned and what you've discovered
exactly.
and all of that.
Yep.
And again, back to that progress over, like, perfection, and we need to have
right.
it all figured out.
Yeah,
is exactly. I think people are more drawn to, like, hey, I'm interested in this and I want to explore more
mm-hmm.
than I've got it all figured out. Here's my resume.
Yep.
Right? Do
yep.
you have a job?
Mm-hmm.
That's just not, it just doesn't work
in
the same way.
And but people get frustrated because, back to what we were saying way earlier, is when I first started, I thought, you know, having a good resume, I hired a resume writer to write my resume for mm-hmm. me. And I thought that's why I'm not getting these jobs, you know, it's because whatever. And then, you know, I find out, you know, here I am now 25 years later in my career. I think I've gotten one job from a resume in my entire career.
And it's not that resumes aren't important. They can't be crap. I mean, they have to be written nicely, but we put too much weight on that's what it is.
Right, because
versus
again,
how much we can control.
We look at what we think the social standards are for around finding a job or getting moving up mm-hmm. to the next level. And we think, and just like I did, is that, well, if I do all the things that the people in front of me did, mm-hmm. that then I will be accepted. They will pick me, as Seth Godin likes to say, right?
Yeah.
But I need to, as Seth says, I need to pick myself, right? I need to pick myself and say, I'm ready for this. I'm ready for this role. So it isn't about where you're sending my resume, and it's about me just integrating into that community and networking, and eventually I will get there. And I've seen it happen really successful for people that get into that mindset of I'm going to pick myself. And then other people along the way can choose on whether they want to pick me or not. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know, but I've already chosen myself. So
I love that. That's a whole other podcast. Is pick yourself first. Just like in like dodgeball in elementary school, right? Like, would you pick yourself
mm-hmm.
if you were on the other team? Like, make yourself pickable.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. That's not an actual word. But yeah, I love it. There's a whole other podcast topic in there, which I always love. So this has been awesome. Which I knew it would be.
I
it always
love
is.
Our conversations.
We could just plop down and talk about anything. I'm not mm-hmm. kidding you, people. At some point, Kurt and I are going to take this on the road.
We're going to take it on the road.
There's going to be like a talk show or, mm-hmm. You know, we're going to go national with it, mm-hmm. I think. So if you know anybody, let us know.
<Yeah. and we'll laughs> See what you did? You just did what we just talked about.
There you go. I just put it out there. We're doing a national talk show.
National talk show.
Might be 10 years from now, but we'll figure it out.
It'll happen.
So how can people find out more about you?
Yeah.
Can they connect with you if they do want to pick their brain? But clearly you just heard what we said. You got to be prepared because he's going to ask you tough questions.
I'm gonna ask you.
How can people find out more at the Foundry, about your podcast?
Sure,
Like, what's the best route?
Yeah, so the website for Foundry is foundrymakes.com, MAKES, Foundry Makes, because we make stuff. And then the podcast is schmidt-list.com. It was really funny. My wife named the show. I think I told you the story, Jamie, mm-hmm. but she thought, well, you got this big list of people you want to talk to. It'd be funny for you to call them up and say, well, you want to be on my Schmidt list. And I think we had about like a half a bottle of wine at the time. So I bought the domain and I was like, yeah, let's do that. And next day I was like, all right, well, I guess that's what we're going with. But people seem to like it. It's a memorable name. So the show is a weekly show. And I try to interview leaders around the idea of leadership without authority, growth mindset, and how to build winning teams, that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I'm really passionate about. But yeah, you can find me on LinkedIn, but I'm all over the interwebs. I even joined TikTok recently. Because I'm trying to figure out what the heck's going on there.
Wow. Yeah, if you see, I should probably give you my kids. If you see them on there, let me know because I need to figure that out.
Well, see, it's a really interesting platform. I'm telling you, though, like just like Snapchat and all these other things, people laugh about TikTok. But 5 years from now, like Facebook will probably look more like TikTok or Instagram will look more like TikTok. So because I work in digital, I try to stay on top of all the new.
You have to be way cooler than me and know what's going on.
Oh, it's not about being cool. It's just... There's nothing to do with being cool.
Just to be clear.
I just have to go and explore it. That's all. So.
I love it. So we'll make sure and include all that information in the
notes
so that you, again, because if you're driving, running, whatever you do when you listen to podcasts, so that you've got that information. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks so much. I always enjoy our conversations.
Yeah, and this is just so pertinent to everybody listening. I think this time of year, right, as we're just kind of going into the holidays and just reevaluating mm-hmm. everything and what matters to us is it's time of year is the time to reflect on this kind of stuff. Like, mm-hmm. what do you want 2020 to look like? How can you do something different? Because what got you here won't get you there,
mm-hmm.
right? And you have to think differently about the vehicles, about who you're surrounding yourself with. And those types of things. So I think that the timing of this conversation was perfect. And as always, just grateful to the community who, you know, continues to give us feedback on the impact that these conversations are having, the leaders that are on here and their journeys and how it's inspiring you to do different things. So I appreciate all of you listening, giving us ratings and reviews and subscribing to the podcast. And as always, just, you know, focus on what those superpowers and those innate strengths that you have, because that's really what's going to get you to the next level of success, whatever that looks like for you. Thanks, everyone.